This week's parasha is Parshas Vayakel. Vayakel Moshe et kol adad b'nei Yisrael v'yomer aleihem. He told them. So Moshe gathered all the gatherings of the children of Israel, and he told them, Eile hadvarim. These are the words asher tziva Adonai lasot otam. These are the words in which God told us to do them. Sheshit yamim. 6 days do melacha, ubeyom hashvi'i, the seventh day, yeh lachem, will be to you kodesh, holy, Shabbat, Shabbaton, a day of rest, ladonai, to God. Kol ha'oseh bo melacha yumad, anyone who does melacha on that day will be punished with death. Lo tevaru esh b'chol moshvoteichem b'yom haShabbat. Don't burn fires in all the places of your dwelling on Yom HaShabbos. Okay. So now, there's two important Rashis we're going to speak about. It says, Vayakel Moshe, this was l'machrat Yom HaKippurim, k'sheyarad min ha'har, when he went down from Har Sinai, and he received the Shnei Luchot, then he got the tzivui of the building of the Beis HaMikdash, right? And that tzivui, right, comes together, commandment. That commandment comes together with, right, keeping Shabbos. First it says keeping Shabbos, and then it says, and lo tevaru esh b'chol moshvoteichem. Then it says, vayomer Moshe el kol adat b'nei Yisrael. Moshe says to all the adat of b'nei Yisrael, right, all about building a Beis HaMikdash. So Chazal asks here a question. Yeah? Why do we have the smicha of the Mishkan to Shabbos? And they learn that all the malachas that you aren't allowed to do in the Mishkan, or that you do in the Mishkan, those are the malachas you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. I.e., the building of the Mishkan is what cannot be done on Yom HaShabbos. So only those type of malachas, so therefore all the malachas of Shabbos we learn from the Mishkan. So now, there's obviously a very deep connection here, and there has to be also a connection of Vayakel after Yom Kippur, and there also has to be a connection of why in the Torah the only malacha that's expressed, and it's expressed when we're told about the malachas, we're told about the connection to Shabbos and the Mishkan, is lo tevaru esh b'chol moshvoteichem, not to have a fire in all your dwellings on Yom HaShabbos. First of all, let me explain. We have to understand Klal Yisrael Yom Kippur were mitkaper on the Chet HaEgel. There was a kapara, an atonement, a cleaning of the Chet HaEgel, not complete, and we got the Luchot Shniot, the second Luchot. Yeah? The second tabernacle, second tablets. Okay? So, there was a difference between the first tablets and the second tablets. The first tablets were Evan that was created by Hashem, the stone was from Hashem, was engraved by Hashem, and the writing was done by Hashem. The second tablets was man-made. Moshe made them, but the writing was from Hashem. I.e., there was a lowering of, so to speak, of the Kedusha. Because Klaris were on a lower level. And now we're being told, in this week's parasha, yeah, that the Mishkan was going to come as a sign that the Shechina is still in Klal Yisrael, and that's going to be the atonement of the Chet HaEgel. Mishkan HaEdut.
I thought Yom Kippur was the atonement.
Oh, that's a good question. Yom Kippur is the atonement. Mishkan is not the atonement. The Grohl explains that we have a certain minig in Klal Yisrael. It's written in Shulchan Aruch that after Yom Kippur, we have a mitzvah to go and make our sukkah. And says the Grohl, it comes from our parasha. After Yom Kippur, the building of the Mishkan. So the Mishkan comes to be, right? The sukkah is in place of the Mishkan. The Chag of Sukkot is God dwelling with us in the Mishkan. That's what the Chag of Sukkot represents. After Yom Kippur, right? We were atoned, and then the dwelling with Klal Yisrael in the Mishkan is the dwelling of the Jewish people every year on Sukkot. I, the Sukkah represents the Anane HaKavod, which represents the Shechina of the Mishkan. Right? Now we need to understand why you need, I mean, the Luchot Okos are Luchot Edut. They're also Edus of Shechina B'Klal Yisrael. So what's this double concept that we need, this double Kapara? We need the Kapara of Yom Kippur, and we need the Kapara of, which is the Luchot Shniot, and we need the Kapara of the Mishkan. What's this? Because there's two things. Yom Kippur is Kabbalah Satera. Nice. It's Kabbalah Satera from us. From us on our level. That's what Yom Kippur represents. But there's one thing of receiving Torah, and there's another thing of living with Torah. The Ramban says that that Shechina, which is in Har Sinai, came down into the Mishkan. That's why the Gilui of that Shechina is Bein HaKruvim, is between the Kruvim, the Cherubim, on the Aaron Bris, which where there is the Luchot, is the tablets. Why? What is this two aspects of Torah that in order for us, and the siyum of it, the conclusion of it, is the Shechina coming down on the Mishkan. What does the Mishkan represent? What does it mean to receive Torah and then live with Torah? So in terms of marriage, it means there's Kiddushin, you're married to a woman, but you're not living with her. And then there's the Ksuva, the document that allows you to live with her. Right? The Gro says that where do we see, and from Chazal we say, you know, he says, Ish, right? Ki yikach Isha, right? Ish and Isha. So we all know the famous drasha, that Ish v'Isha, if you take the Yud and the Hay from it, you have Ish, you have fire, which is very interesting, because that's related to our fire here. You have fire. And so that's the Yud Kei. Says the Gro, where do we find the Vav Kei? I.e., we have in Shem Hashem, Yud Kei, Vav Kei. So where do we see the Vav Kei? Says the Gro, that the Ksuva should really be called a Ksav, should really be called a document. The extra two letters, the Vav Hei, comes from the Ksuva. I.e., the Ksuva represents the living with your wife, represents the complete shame of Avaya. So the Yud Kei represents Kivyochol, the Kiddushin, which represents Yom Kippur, that's being married to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, having a connection, but the living with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's the Mishkan. Yom Kippur represents when we reach our heights of connection, but bringing that connection down starts on Moshe Yom Kippur, when we live, when we build that Sukkah, and we then have Chag HaSukkot. And it says, by Chag HaSukkot it says, Yom HaRishon. The Gemara says, what do you mean Yom HaRishon? Yom HaRishon, right? To Averis. What do you mean Yom HaRishon to Averis? To deeds, that you can do Averis. Because he said, the Gemara, since from Yom Kippur to Sukkot, we're so involved in doing mitzvahs, building a sukkah, buying our abominim, etc., we don't have time to do Averis. The only time we have time to do Averis sins is Sukkot, the first day of Sukkot. Living, right, in a relationship with someone, only when you're living with them in close proximity, do you actually get to know them? Does there actually be the time for doing mitzvahs? Chas v'shalom lehefach, the opposite. I.e., Sukkot is the time when we're living with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. We bring our Torah into reality. That's why the Gemara says, if you're without a woman, without a wife, you're without Torah. Because Torah only comes to expression when it's a living Torah. And therefore, the only way there's a complete edus, there's a complete testimony that we've been, that our sins have been atoned for completely, is when we live with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, with issues, with every day, in every moment of our lives. The concept of Mishkan is living with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, is bringing that Torah down and living. There's one thing being in Yeshiva and learning. That's Yom Kippur. There's another thing going back to LA or going back to wherever we're going and living with that Torah that we've learned in Yeshiva. Expressing that. That's Mishkan. Now I want to understand something very clearly. We just said Ish for Isha. If you take the Yud-Kei, it's Eish. And the Pasuk says, by Shabbos, the only Melach that's stated in the Chumash explicitly is this Pasuk of Lo Tevaru Eish B'chom Moshotechem. Right? Don't make a fire. That means fire must be that opposite of Shabbos. It must embellish in it all the Melachas. Because from this, all you learn that it's L'chalek Yetzeh, that all the Melachas are individual Lavim, or that fire somehow is just a love and the other malachas are with chorus, right? But it doesn't matter. There's something special about fire. The Zohar says that on Shabbat, there's no fire in Gehinnom. The fires of Gehinnom extinguished. And I heard today in a car that someone told me the Zohar goes on and says that when you accept Shabbat earlier, even in your preparation for Shabbos, right? So, for you, Latid Lavo, the fires of Gehinnom will be put off earlier, like when you accept Shabbos. The fire of Gehinnom is the fire of cleansing. It's a fire of destruction of Ra. So, Lechera, the fire of Gehinnom is actually not a bad fire, it's a good fire. Why should that go on Shabbos? Why? So there's a fire, which is a fire of anger, or a fire of desire, which is the two Yetzarim that we have, the Yetzer of Gaiva, of arrogance, and the fire of desire that a person has. Those things are supposed to go on Shabbos. Man is supposed to reach his higher persona, his higher level. Shabbos is, I'm going to explain this, Shabbos really is the concept of Mishkan. The reason for that is that fire, the concept of fire is destruction. And there has to be an equality. If the destructive element of man is taken away on Shabbos, which is anger, right? The fire of arrogance, which is an anaf of anger. Anger is something which comes from arrogance. Or the fire of desire. So the fire which destroys the Ra, which is Gehinnom, is also taken away. There has to be an equality in the world. But also it's telling you that Shabbos is not a time of destruction. Shabbos is a time of building, of creation. But not of physical creation, but of spiritual creation. Now let me explain. Shabbos is the time when man comes back to Har Sinai. That's why it comes back to Torah. That's why Torah was given, Shavuot was given on Shabbat. Because the Naaseh V'Nishma, the crowns that we received on Har Sinai, of Naaseh V'Nishma, the higher persona of man, his Chochmah and Bina, those are the crowns that have received on Har Sinai, those crowns were taken away when Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchot, and were given us back, some level of it was given back to us with the Mishkan, and the Mishkan in time is Shabbat. So on Shabbat, our neshama yetera, extra neshama that we get on Shabbat, is the Naaseh V'Nishma. A man comes back to Matan Torah on Shabbat. During the rest of the week, the avoda of man in the Mishkan is the avoda of tefillah. On Shabbat, there's a higher level of avoda, of tefillah, which brings man to his higher persona. The Mishkan is the place of God in terms of makom, in place. Shabbos is the place for God, kivyachol, when we're living with God in time. That means that this concept of Shabbat, the concept of fire, is the opposite of Shabbat. Now, fire in the world, everything which is creative, every machine, anything that does something, comes from the concept of fire. The sun gives us heat through some sort of fire. You know, it's not exactly fire, but it's concept of fire. You understand? All that which is related to life comes from fire. That's why the Gemara says, if you take desire out of the world, right, the world will not function. Chickens won't lay eggs. There's no functionality without fire.
That's
the Yetzara. The Esh of fire is the Shorish, or the highest aspect of the Yetzara. And that's what gives Koach to the world. That's why people who have the tchuna of fire are powerful people. They're powerful in sense, in a bad way, to control other people. Or they're powerful in that they empower other people. Their fire lights other fires in other people. You understand what I'm saying? But however, the Torah is also called fire. Eshdat lamo, right? Torah is also called fire. So the fire that we're not allowed to have on Shabbos is your base fire. The fire of gaiva, of arrogance, and taiva, and desire. But we have to transfer that fire into the fire of Torah, right? That's connected gaiva, right? And anger, either the anger in the Torah, like to fight over a svara. And then there's the fire of desire. The fire of desire is converted into the fire of tefillah, a desire to connect with your Creator. That desire, that inner desire, which is a base desire, to take that base desire and elevate it to fire of tefillah. That's why Shabbos has special tefillahs, which those tefillahs reconnect us on a higher level that we were on during the weekday. Why is you ask the question, if desire is to be removed on Shabbos, why is it that that's the day the Talmidei Chachamim do the mitzvah with their wives? So it's brought down in Sfarim HaKadoshim that the sin of Adam HaRishon was that he had relations with Chava during the weekday. And that was eating from the Eitz Hadas, when he wasn't supposed to eat from it. He was supposed to eat from the Eitz Hadas when? On Shabbos. Why? And that was connecting with his wife. That meant connecting with his wife. Eating and connecting. Because that would have been a time when there is no fire in the world. There's only spiritual fire. I.e. man would be at a stage where he's disconnected from his lower self. When man's disconnected from his lower self, his connection to his wife is a higher plane of connection. That's why today on Shabbos we have Talmid Chacham. That's the time. Because it's a time for higher connection. And the child that comes from a higher connection is a more connected child. And a child that comes from a more base connection is a less connected child. Man during the week can do all these malachas, can build the Mishkan. He's commanded to build the Mishkan in place. That man has a place where it's Hashrat Shekhinah. And then on Shabbos, he's supposed to now have a time for Hashrat Shekhinah. The 6 days of creation, when man is working to create this Mishkan, which will now, that's in place, in his heart, he's creating that Mishkan. That's his avoda during the week. And that avoda during those 6 days of creation, to create in his heart a place for God to dwell, then he becomes the time for that dwelling, is on Shabbos. That's why the 6 days ta'aseh bo malacha. You do work. You do work, creative work, in creating that mishkan. Then you do light fires. You do create. You do actively go and dominate the world and use the world to be used as a creative place for man's expression, to bring the world, the makom, this place, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then on Shabbos, we're in the time of having that actual connection. And that's why Shabbos is called Me'ein Olam Haba. Because just as you have 6 days of creation, you have 6,000 years, and the 7,000th year is Shabbos, which is Yomot HaMashiach, the time of Mashiach, and Olam Haba. I.e., the 6,000 years of creation, man is involved in bringing the world, this makom called the world, to elevate it, to bring it towards the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Then, in the 7th year, right, man goes to Olam Haba. Then he reaps in time all that avoda, all that work that he did in his lifetime to come to that place in time called Olam Haba, which is the concept of Shabbos. You understand? So every week is a microcosm of the whole world. You understand that? Week, that's what we say. We have a special mitzvah to say, Hayom Yom Rishon, L'Shabbos. Today is the first day to Shabbos. Because this my first day, I'm working in this first day to bring it, to elevate it, to come to the time called Shabbos. The second day to Shabbos. The third day to Shabbos. And then Shabbos elevates me and elevates all my avoda on those 6 days to a higher form. And then I come back from Shabbos and I go wrapped to a higher elevation. So it's like you're going up to Shabbos, you're spiraling up, and Shabbos represents the spinnacle, the point of that connection. That's the place, that's the point in which you connect. Really, it's brought down in Sfarim that you go up on Shabbos from, say, 3 days before Shabbos, then you come down, and then you go further up, and you come down and go further up. So you're like, it's going up, down, but it's on an incline. Shabbos represents the center of creation, represents the Malchus. It's the place where we connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu, like a husband connects to his wife. And that's why Adam HaRishon was supposed to connect to Chava on Shabbos, because then the whole world would have come to that inner, deeper connection with man and the Creator. And the world would have come to its Shlemus. Because he sinned and brought the world to connection at a time where it was disconnected, the world remained in that level of disconnection. And now the avoda of us is to bring that world every week, all the weekdays, to reconnect on Shabbos. What is anger? What is Eish? The Eish of anger, what is it? Anger, says the Arizal, when a person gets angry, he literally destroys himself. Says the Arizal, his neshama leaves him. And the Gemara says that it's as if kol hakoes, anyone who's anger, ki'ilu oved avodah zarah. It's as if he's serving avodah zarah, i.e. there's no God. Because he doesn't see a Kodesh Baruch Hu, he sees only himself. When a person only sees himself, that's the opposite of connection. So, just as we said, Eish, when you remove a Kodesh Baruch Hu from Ish for Ish, you have Eish. That means a person's not an Ish. A person's not an Isha. A person's not a person. All he sees is himself. A person, when he sees himself and only himself, is not an Ish or an Isha. He's not a person. He's an animal. That's all he is. The complete negation of his connection to his Creator, complete negation of his soul. Because all, when a person is only focused on self, there can be no connection. He's not fitting to connect. If all he sees is just the eyes of self, then that's the shorish of all anger, that all you see is yourself. So what is the concept that Shabbos is this concept of lo tivaru esh? There's no esh, there's no destruction. If we understand what Shabbos is, we can understand how to remove our anger. Anger is when a person is not connecting internally. I.e., when we say that anger removes his neshama, it means that the bringing back of your neshama is removal of anger. If something does something, it means when a person, anything that brings in your neshama is going to remove that anger. Bringing in your neshama means when man gives of himself, when man's internal, when he's expressing his internal self, when man's not taking. That's what Rav Yisrael Salanter says. Rav Yisrael Salanter says, if a man is in the mode of chesed, the mode of giving, he will not be angry. Shabbos is the concept of in man being in the internal self. That's why it's me'ein olam haba. Me'ein olam haba is there's no longer an external goof. There's no expression of the externalities of man. Man is completely dovuk, completely connected with his creator. Now, when you're completely connected, that connection has to be brought down into the world. The bringing down of that complete connection is the removal of the ani in man, the I in man, the avodah zarah, which is man himself, looking only through the eyes of self. When man does that, he's living with Shabbos. He's living with this concept of being, living with this higher persona, and therefore there'll be no anger. You're right that on Shabbos you're receiving the neshama yetera, but that receiving on Shabbos is to give it off to the next week. It's receiving to give. It's not a receiving to take. It's a receiving to give. Shabbos is in the middle of the week. You're working towards Shabbos and to bring Shabbos into your week, and then working towards it to bring Shabbos into your week. It's the highlight of the week and the source of the next week. That's what you say. Shabbos is mekor habracha, the source of all habracha. The sudas of Shabbos are the source of all hapanasa. The Torah of Shabbos is the source of all our Torah. And our behavior of Shabbos is the source of all our behavior. Everything you do on Shabbos has an effect on you on the week that's coming. And the week that came toward Shabbos has an effect on that Shabbos. That's why Shabbos requires vehechinu, requires a preparation for Shabbos. If you're not making, mishelo making the Shabbos, someone who's not prepares on Shabbos, lo yochal b'Shabbos, won't eat on Shabbos. Eating on Shabbos means eating from your higher persona, receiving your higher persona, which you now bring into the world on Shabbos, and you take into your weekday. The opposite of anger. Anger is when you remove from yourself your higher persona. And then there's nothing for you to give. There's just a taking person. That's anger. Anger is when you only see yourself. That's the opposite of Shabbos. Therefore, Shabbos can't have this concept of fire. B'chol moshvoteichem. We can't be at all around on Shabbos. The concept of Shabbos. You understand? Anger is the removal of your neshama, the removal of your inner self. Shabbos is the bringing of your inner self into you, i.e. the bringing of your neshama into you, the bringing of your higher persona into you. That's what Matan Torah is as well. That's why Matan Torah was given on Shabbos. Matan Torah represents the receiving of the Torah, the receiving of your higher self. That's why Shabbos is, in a certain sense, every Shabbos is Matan Torah. Every Shabbos is receiving of a higher self to bring that higher self into the world. So it's a concept of Matan Torah, Mishkan. Matan Torah, Mishkan. Mishkan, Matan Torah. You understand? Effectively, the whole weekday is We receive the Torah, we receive the higher persona, we bring it down into the Mishkan, into our dwelling, into our home the whole week. Then we bring, through our actions during the whole week, we bring ourselves up to prepare for the next Shabbos that we then bring into the week. So it's a question of rising up to Shabbos and bringing Shabbos into our week. And that's the avoda of man in this world. But why is this parasha? Let's go back. Why is it called Vayaka? Why is it Lashon of Kehila, of bringing the whole Kehila together? Because the concept of being one with a person is when there's a negation of one's ani. When you remove from you the fire in you, the fire that only sees you, the fire of anger and of gaiva and of taiva and of desire, then only you can have the concept of being one with a group. That one with a group is the same concept as being one, v'yichan sham, being one, ke'ish echad v'lev echad, that we have on Har Sinai. That's why Shabbos is this concept of Kabbalah Satorah, it's this concept of removing from oneself the kas, the anger, right? And the fire of desire, and becoming one with the Jewish people. That's why it's said in the Lashon of Vayakel that we came together, ke'ish echad, like one people, belev echad, with one heart. Shabbos is that preparation for that yichud of the Jewish people, and therefore Shabbos is the time for that yichud with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that oneness. When we're one, we can connect to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, who is one.